How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we'll meet an adventurer who sought to prove his story of adventure by a strange method. But first, a few words from your announcer. That's a very wise thing. Now, step with me behind the scenes to a street in Venice in the year 1295. Making their way through the narrow, crowded street, we see three bedraggled strangers. The people stare at them as they pass. One of the old men turns to the other. I tell you, Niccolo, we've been away too long. Nobody remembers us. Better to be tramping the caravan trails of the Orient than to be home again and thought of as strangers. His brother shook his head sadly. 26 years is a long time to be gone, Maffeo. Our friends and relatives probably think us dead. Who are these strange men? They heard a woman ask her companion. I don't know, replied the man at her side. They may be traders. They have Italian features, yet their manners aren't Italian. I heard them speak, and their speech is strange, like a mixture of Italian idiom and some foreign gibberish. And finally, the three travelers came to a large house on the outskirts of the city. Well, remarked the youngest, home at last. They knocked on the door. A woman opened it and stared at them belligerently. This is our home, they explained. We're back from a trading journey to the east. Traders? The old woman looked at them dubiously. There were traders in this family once, but they've been dead and gone for over a score of years. Maffeo placed his heavy sack upon the doorstep, and we're not beggars, he pleaded. On the contrary, we've brought gifts from far-off lands for our friends and relatives. Gifts? The woman was incredulous. Come in, then. But I want further proof of your identity. The tired travelers were admitted to the house. After a while, the strangers proved that they were distant relatives of their hostess. She summoned other relatives from various parts of the city and prepared a banquet in honor of the kinsman who had long since been thought dead. The guests were seated about the table, but the strangers had retired to their room to dress. The guests stared in awe at the three men who now made their appearance, for they were garbed in trailing robes of crimson satin embroidered with silver threads. Do you like them? Asked Maffeo. There was a loud murmur of affirmative replies. Then you shall have them. Time after time, the men brought out beautiful robes and capes and gave them to the assembled guests. After the banquet was over, the men again left the room, saying that they had one last surprise. When they returned, they were again dressed in their ragged garments. What strange manner is this? Asked one of the guests in astonishment. Then the youngest of the trio took a sharp knife from the table and ripped open the seams of his tattered garment. A cascade of precious jewels fell out upon the floor. You must have had many interesting adventures collecting all that wealth, remarked one of the spectators. Yes, replied the trader, I've had millions of adventures. Now, before the strange conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. 3 years after the trader's return to Venice, the youngest commanded a ship in a naval battle between his native city and Genoa. He was captured and thrown into prison. And while he languished there, he talked with a fellow prisoner, a writer named Rusticiano. His cellmate listened to the tales of adventure and gathered the material into a book calling it The Travels of Marco Polo. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me at the same time tomorrow for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.